This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's time for Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 9829thegame.com. Check out the website if you haven't already. And also, you can take us with you on the Odyssey app. Sam and Greg here on this Memorial Day. No, it's not the morning shift. Sam and Greg, this is what we do when there's a holiday. Kick us out of bed, make us come in here. But we're happy to be with you on this Monday morning. Good morning, Georgia! Good morning. And a good morning and happy Memorial Day to all of you up in Dunwoody.
All right.
And Dunwoody this morning.
I hope you guys dry out because we got rain all night.
Yeah, we do. Yeah,
and hopefully it will taper off. They're expecting it to taper off sometime, you know, maybe mid-morning, and maybe then be able to get out and do some of the things we plan to do for Memorial Day. But it's a little soggy start to the day.
And we want to apologize to all of you who are regular listeners of the morning shift. There's nothing kind of, you know, it makes you kind of go, when you don't hear that familiar voice every morning, you know. And this happens from time to time. So we want to thank you if you decide to stay with us. Don't get mad at us.
Yeah, Mike and Bo and Allie Mack. I think Mike and Bo up in Charlotte. I think they went up.
They
to
went
Charlotte
to the race.
They went to the race. Yeah. I think they went up there.
All right. Yeah. Well, so did Kyle Larson, and it didn't work out too well.
He got there in time because he had problems up in Indianapolis, and we'll get into that today. My thing is, does he try that again? And who would be next to try that? I mean, Tony Stewart did it in. It's not an easy thing.
No.
You got to have a lot of things happen your way. First of all, the weather has to cooperate.
Mother Nature has to cooperate. Yeah, you're right.
But we'll get into that. You know, didn't happen. But the watermelon man wins up in.
Now everybody doesn't know who that is.
We'll get into that.
It's
Ross Chastain, okay. And there's a very popular commercial spot that's been on quite a bit about protect your melon, as he's talking about, you know, just driving. Be safe when you're driving. When he's in the racing car, there's a helmet that he's driving, so he wants people to be safe driving. And he talks about watermelons because that's his family business. If he wasn't being successful on the racetrack, he would be watermelon farmer in Florida.
So we ain't been on the air 5 minutes, and you have already taught something to a great number of people who did not know that.
You think so?
I absolutely believe it. Absolutely.
Now go out and have some watermelons. Today's a holiday. It's a great time to have some.
Did you have a favorite type of watermelon? And I say this with people out there like myself
cold.
Who grew up north
cold.
Who didn't know about these. Now, I'm not talking about hot or warm.
I'm talking about
yellow or red.
Cold.
Didn't matter?
Didn't matter.
Okay. But did you have one as far as the different colors?
It's just red. But that's what you got most of. It comes in different textures, different colors.
The yellow one I had never had before. And then when I had it for the first time, it became my favorite.
Okay.
You didn't get it. It was like that meal you got once a year, Thanksgiving or Christmas.
Or you got nowhere to go.
You know what I mean? That's true.
Right. Don't have it everywhere. But, man, yeah.
All right, everybody, just listen. We hope you've had a wonderful weekend so far. We hope you have a wonderful day, despite what Sam already said. We're going to be dealing with Mother Nature.
And just remember what we're doing today. We're honoring those who made the ultimate sacrifice.
Absolutely.
For what we enjoy.
And
that's the cool thing about the race in Charlotte. We'll get into that. They put the names of fallen heroes on each of the cars.
Right.
And they ride along. And the drivers really take the time to learn something about the person whose name is on there, which is impressive to me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a lot of observance in the way they do things.
Do they figure, obviously, there's only so many drivers in this. A lot more names that they could be used. How many names per car, or is it just one?
Just one name per car that rides along for that particular day for the race, and that driver usually can tell you something about that individual.
So my question is, who chooses the name? Who chooses the fallen soldier?
I'm not sure. Someone, I guess.
From the team, probably?
Someone from the team. Well, or from NASCAR. It's been such a tradition for so long. And so that's something, a mechanism that's in place that picks certain ones from different wars to be.
Oh, okay.
You know, they'd be on there, yeah.
Again, now it's 6 minutes. You've taught us two things.
What?
Well, he talks about the watermelon and how the names are chosen.
There we go.
We ain't just here for nothing, ladies and gentlemen. And I even got to the insignificant information, you know, the lighthearted stuff. You got some deep stuff in there. Well, watermelon, not too deep.
Watermelon, not too deep. We just hope we find something.
Yeah, yeah. All right, you want a quick insignificant information? On this date?
On this date.
On we sit here on this May 26th?
Yes.
Two people that are celebrating a birthday or would be celebrating a birthday today. I guess the proper way to say that is share a birthday. Now, here's a name from the sports world. Dan Pastorini.
Man.
Dan Pastorini.
Yeah.
Shared a birthday.
Quarterback and?
Driver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hot rod. I mean, yep. Drag racer.
It was a Super Bowl. He played for the Raiders in the 80 Super Bowl. Pro Bowler 75. Houston Oilers. Played with Earl Campbell.
Houston Oilers. What's that song?
And he was born in Sonora, California. Isn't that a home of a racetrack?
I think so. Yeah. Right.
Boy, we brought this thing whole full circle, right? Anyway, he shares a birthday, Dan Pastorini, with, are you waiting for it? Who was the voice of Monday Night Football for the longest time with the intro? Hank Williams Jr.
Oh, the song. Okay.
Yeah, the song.
Yeah, the theme.
So Hank Williams Jr. and Dan Pastorini.
Okay.
Celebrate a birthday. Your insignificant information kicking off the 6 o'clock hour. It is Sam and Greg. Want to thank the Morning Shift for letting us be a part of, just coming in here and playing in their sandbox for a few hours. And we're going to be here till 10, so which means we get an hour of Steak and Sandra show.
There's still a heartbeat in the Knicks locker room.
Yeah, man. Well, there should be.
Right?
Everything is where it should be. As we sit here after game three, one of the teams was going to be 2-1. You got to figure. And I don't know what you're looking at. Yeah, that was an accident from earlier, Sam's point, okay, too. That was on North 70, I-75.
They still haven't cleared it up. They're still working on that.
Well, apparently it's opened because it was shut down. Before you got here, I was looking at this.
Mm-hmm.
So it is moving. I won't say how fast, but it's moving.
Okay.
As opposed to just being parked out there.
Better than not. Oh. Get back to this series. You know, Knicks and Pacers. You were about to go in on that.
Well, I'm just going to say that this is where I thought it would be. You could make an argument it should be 3-0 Knicks. Because they gave them two games away and up in New York. You know that. At 20-point leads and just put the foot off the gas.
Yeah.
And we saw what happened. And then we talked about that shot that Halliburton threw up for game two, which will live forever in Knicks history and in Pacers history.
But you know what, Greg? You know what, though? It's very much in the tradition of Eastern Conference Finals. The Eastern Conference Finals have always been these series. You go back years. Teams who have pounded on each other throughout the year, and mm-hmm. they get to this series, and they're physical. Home court sometimes means nothing, you know, and that's exactly what we're seeing in this one. This series is very much in the tradition of what we've seen in Eastern Conference Finals down through
the years. Isn't it possible that you can draw a correlation to what you just said to the rebirth of the NBA? If you want to believe that things turn the corner with Magic and Larry, look at their games and their teams. Bird went out to Boston, and he was getting beaten up on Moses Malone and Doctor with Philadelphia. He was taking on Indianapolis. They were taking on all those teams in the East. But New York and Philly and Boston,
yeah,
those three teams constantly going at each other. Then as years passed, Miami got into it, Indianapolis got into it, but it was the physical play. Then you talk about what's going on out West. What's that? Showtime.
Yep.
Right, running and gunning.
Yep.
Then you got Doug Moe with them Denver Nuggets out there. I don't know why he popped into my head, but they didn't play defense at all.
No.
It was all about running and gunning.
You hurry up and
there.
Score so we can get the ball back.
Yeah.
That's how they play. But so, that was it, though. The Kings, be it the Kansas City, Sacramento Kings, the right. Otis Birdsong. I mean, you know.
Supersonics, all of them.
Yeah, right,
Portland.
Right.
So I'm just saying maybe that's a byproduct, everybody following underneath the Lakers/Magic Showtime sort of approach to playing the game out West as opposed to, you know.
The East was always, you know, always bump and grind,
yeah,
baby. That's what it was. But you know what, though? I think it's also the fact that it's the second season. And for all the people who talked about the things they didn't like about the NBA during the regular season, how it didn't hold their interest, how it wasn't good basketball, the playoffs, the second season has more than made up for that, in my opinion. It has just been great stuff to watch. Great stories, great backstories. The new talent is emerging.
That's it right there.
That too. But also, you know, this kind of competition, these games have been very close in the East.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that's just what, you know, really draws us in. We want to see good competition. We want to see tight games this time of year. We don't want to see blowouts. And so, I mean, that's what makes
it. Unless you're a fan of that team.
Well, even with that. But, I mean, you know, right now, we're way out of the picture here in Atlanta.
Oh, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about being a fan of OKC and saw what they did those first two games. Now they got it handed back to them once they got up to Minnesota. I just think it's the new blood that is drawing a lot of people. And it's upset the I won't say upset, but, you know, you don't have the mainstays there. And people got to get used to that. And we are about what's next and what's around the corner. So enjoy the last few years of, you know, the usual suspects being here. Now, we could sit and talk about who's going to get better of those four. Is one of those teams going to land Giannis?
We don't know,
of course. But I'm saying he is already talking about going east of the Mississippi, wherever he lands, whether that's Miami, anywhere else. But he's still... I guess he's kind of on the cusp of yesterday's, you know, that group of players and what's around the corner. Because they're talking about him coming to teams, and they said, listen, he's 30 years old, as if he's, you know, 38 or 39.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, no, you got to plan for the next X amount of years. And that's been the initial conversation about where he may go and team up with so-and-so. But I'm just enjoying the youth.
You enjoying what we're seeing right now.
I'm enjoying the youth.
I think it's really I'm enjoying the competition level competition. Eastern Conference Finals, like I said, reminds me of Eastern Conference Finals from years ago.
Well, as we sit here on this Memorial Day, I'm going to let you know that we're going to talk more Indy. And, well, actually, when you talk Indy from yesterday, you also got to talk Charlotte 600. We're going to get on to them. Karen Pastena is going to join us at 7:20.
They are on the court playing as we speak right now.
In Roland Garros.
Roland Garros. Yep. So yeah. And a good day for the American men yesterday, too. So we'll see what happens today on day two.
Talking about the playoffs, Terrell Thomas, these Urban Times are going to join us. Also, we are hoping to get our own Jason Longshore coming up in the 9 o'clock hour because we got nothing but smiles and flowers for the Atlanta United team. Got out there and got it done yesterday.
4-2 over Cincinnati, and they finally look like that team that we spent all this money for.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of money is invested in this team. And it showed up last night, big time, Sunday night, prime time, against a really good Cincinnati team that had, you know, former Atlanta United star Miles Robinson on them. And they go out and handle the business. And we're going to hear some from the coach some as we go along this morning.
Just getting started on this Memorial Day morning. Thank you for letting us be a part of it. It's Sam and Greg in for the morning shift. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And take us with you on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say that over the air. Say it over the air.
On,
tell everybody. He said everybody clap.
Yeah, we did.
Okay, well, you didn't tell everybody. Why are you hiding that stuff? I'm enjoying the dancing, by the way, if you're wondering. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. In for the morning shift on this Memorial Day morning. Thank you for letting us be a part of it. And listen, if you're just joining us, you missed a little lesson from Mr. Crenshaw, Professor Crenshaw, in the first segment.
We learned
a couple things, you know, and I'm just looking forward to the rest of the show.
Why?
No, what I'm going to learn from you.
Well,
because you've been quite knowledgeable here. You know, what does this music remind you of? You had to pick a time in America, like the decade. Reminds me of the 80s.
Of the 80s, of that cameo.
100% the
80s. Okay, that's 80s, right?
Yeah.
So what more... What is more identifiable with the 80s than the TV show Miami Vice? Right?
Yeah.
I'll allow it.
Happy birthday, Philip Michael Thomas.
Okay.
Tubbs.
Yeah.
And he shares a birthday with somebody. Hey, Miss Parker.
Yeah. Oh.
If you don't know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. Miss Pam Grier.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, Miss Parker. I'm sorry, there's a little flashback. Plus Bernie Mac getting out that car and going over there. If you haven't seen Friday, put it on your list and just check it out again. Sam and Greg again in for the morning shift on this Monday morning, 26th day of May. And we just so far, the weekend that we are in right now is filled with sports. What was the one thing or two things that you were really most looking forward to? Was it the two races yesterday? Was it about Kyle Larson trying to make it from Indy over to Charlotte? Was it the basketball, which we'll get into? And let's not sleep on the NHL playoffs, which are going on too.
Right, or Atlanta United, or the Braves.
Exactly.
You know, that's the whole thing. And, you know, that's what we're excited about. Of course, Atlanta United was downtown last night, but then this weekend the Braves were home in an exciting weekend, a weekend when the team had this infusion of excitement with the return of Ronald Acuña Jr.
He put everybody on notice with the first pitch. I hadn't missed that first pitch. I thought it was like the second pitch because I was bouncing between games. And so when I saw him, when I flipped over and he was coming to the plate or at the plate, I thought, oh, okay, man, I missed that first pitch. And then he knocks it out. Yeah. It was the first pitch. So and that's the thing that brings people's attention and want to make sure that, hey, what time Braves on? Because we know Ronald Acuña's leading off. We want to see what he does.
Very much, very much, very much. It was great to have him back in the lineup. Got a hit again yesterday, you know, but Braves come up short 5-3. And I think the two losses in this series sting, Greg. And they sting because, first of all, the Padres are one of the better teams in the league. They're a team that you may see later on, may see again in October. They're a team that got off to a great start. And you're playing at your place.
Mm-hmm.
You want to show up. You want to do well. You want to win those games. Like you said, you're getting this infusion of excitement and anticipation. This long-awaited return of Ronald Acuña is taking place. He's coming in and producing right away. You want to win these games. And the thing of it is you've gotten good pitching. Schwellenbach yesterday goes 7 innings. Surrendered 7 hits and 2 runs, but struck out 11.
Mm-hmm.
You put out an effort like that, you know, with a lineup that the Braves have, you expect to win that game. And it didn't happen that way. 5-3 San Diego loses. We also had a great start by Chris Sale had a great start.
He did.
You had some great starts this weekend. You got some good starting pitching, which you want to have in a series like in San Diego. And for whatever reason, you know, different reasons. And we give the Padres credit because they did it with the long ball. They hit home runs. You know, and so that's the way they win it. They came in and they flexed. They showed some power, and they beat the Braves. But, you know, you saw encouraging things for this team, although now we're back 2 games below 500. It seemed like it was such an uphill struggle to get to the 500 mark to begin with. And today they have the day off, which seems so odd to me.
It does. On Memorial Day, you would think they'd be playing.
And they're going to Philadelphia.
This is a byproduct of this. Everybody's got to play everybody now. So the schedule gets kind of strange. Listen, I'm not worried about San Diego because I can't. You can't worry about them right now. You went out there and you started the season and you got it handed to you.
Yeah, you did.
Then you got it handed to you by their neighbors to the north. So we were 0 for California starting off the season. We know how this season started for the Braves. They have turned things around. But now San Diego comes here, and they do what they do. We can't worry about that now because you're looking up at two teams just to get to the top of your division. And what do you have for Philadelphia? We're going to find out starting tomorrow. What do you even have for the Mets? So that, to me, is let's deal with what's in front of us right now before we worry about – because they're a turned ankle and losing a pitcher away from not being San Diego and L.A., that is – from not being who they show everybody they are. Now, here's the thing I worry about with the Dodgers more than I do with San Diego. You're looking at a guy who's back in the bullpen throwing some games, and if they get Ohtani back, like after All-Star break or somewhere in September.
Well, yeah, they're worried about him for later.
That's
icing on the cake.
You have that sitting over here like a free agent.
Yeah.
Waiting to be a part of your rotation.
You. Remember, we got a player that's going to rejoin us, too.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You know, you feel confident. How long? We've seen Spencer Strider come back, and we saw that one out, and he's going to be pitching against Philly. Is it tomorrow night?
Tomorrow.
Okay, so tomorrow.
Started tomorrow. And, boy, they face Zach Wheeler
Wednesday. How long do you think it's going to take for both of these guys? We'll just throw them both into the blender here to be back to where they were. Both of these guys appeared in an All-Star game, so that All-Star-level pitching – how long do you think it'll take those two, Ohtani and Strider, to get back to that level?
Well, Strider's here now, and he's pitching games. He's not just pitching out in the back lot or whatnot.
Right.
He's pitching games. And that's the thing. He's got to work his way into being that pitcher that the team needs. I mentioned another guy when we were on Saturday morning, Clayton Kershaw. You know, like I said, they don't care if they get 8 starts from him, as long as when they get to October, he's healthy and good to go. Dodgers got 10 starters, man. You know what I mean? That's what they were able to do. You know what I mean? They have that. You know, but they still can only start one at a time. You know?
Okay.
You got 10 of them, but you only start one at a time. And when you face them in the series, you got to pick the right 3 or the right 4 to start. And that's something still they got to deal with out there. What we got to do is get our order together and get our batting order together and get our bats producing at the right time. And that's the thing.
Yeah, you don't care what you see during the regular season because you know what happens in October, or you've seen what happens and they go to sleep.
And it usually involves these folks we're going to see starting tomorrow.
Okay, but we can't.
It usually involves Philadelphia, who is now in first place. The Mets started out with this great start.
Yeah, well.
I think they're reeling back in already. But that's the Mets. They spent a whole lot of money on that team. My niece, by the way, went to see the Mets this week. You know, she lives up in New York.
Mm-hmm.
She went to see the Mets, and they won. And they won.
Okay.
And she posted on social media and said, good luck charm. I said, we need to have a conversation about you being a good luck charm for the doggone Mets. You know, but Philadelphia has overtaken them for first place, you know, and it's going to be hard to get them out of that spot. You know, they really are. They lost yesterday, but they had won 8 in a row before they lost to those wandering nomads, the A's. So what town are they playing in today? Yeah, I mean, you know, they eventually they're going to get to Vegas. Eventually. But, I mean,
I said something about a month ago, just sort of off, which is what I do. I just, is this idea crazy? And then I said it aloud, and people looked at me funny and said no. Then I said it again yesterday. I said it a couple times, but yesterday I said, or not yesterday, when were we on? Saturday, with Mark Simon.
Yeah.
And I talked about this scenario. And you just painted a picture as to how it actually could happen. I speculated at some point in the future we may see a starter, a very, very, very good starter, decide whether it's coming back from injury or going through contract negotiations or get to a certain age and they can't do it the way they used to. They go to the team or let it be known that they no longer want to be a starter. They feel like they can have a longer career as a closer, and they have the goods to be a closer. And we've seen this before with Dennis Eckersley. We saw it here with John Smoltz, but that was out of attrition. He was coming back from an injury. But my point for saying that is Ohtani has shown that he can be a starter. He has made it to the All-Star game as a starter. But as you just described, that Dodgers team got more pitchers than they need. What if he came back as their closer? And that's what I've been talking about. Now, I don't know that he'll continue to be that, but he can – he can absolutely get in there and shut people down for 1 or 2 innings and continue to just be that for that Dodgers team as opposed to them trying to fit him in every 5 days. I don't know that it'll happen, but all I know is if he gets back to 80% of the form he had when he was regularly pitching and they stick that dude in as the closer on that Dodgers team, I'll leave this blank when everybody can fill in. Now, I'm just throwing this out there, but I wouldn't be surprised because of the specialty of what baseball has become. There ain't going to be no more 300-game winners, right? We know that.
Nope.
Verlander went on the IR I don't know how many days or weeks ago, whatever, and he's probably going to be the last dude who gets close to it, as far as I can tell. Scherzer, he's behind Verlander, I believe, as far as wins, but we're not going to see that. The specialty of this game has changed, and so if you get a guy who's already shown that he could be a top pitcher in this league and he decides, now I can give you more as a closer, and still play the field and DH.
Yeah.
Forget about it. Y'all can, right there.
Got a story, and we got time to get to it now, but we remember Pascual Perez.
Yes, Mr. 285.
Boston Red Sox have a player who did something similar. He has a similar story.
Really?
And the Braves will get to see this guy this week because after Philadelphia, they're going to play the Red Sox.
Now, see,
and we'll get into the story.
We're supposed to talk Indians and Raising Nations, but you just teased me, man. I want to hear that.
We'll talk about it later.
We'll see what Sam's doing this morning?
I'm just saying.
that was a good one.
When I heard this guy's story, I think that's kind of like Pascual Perez, but we'll get into that.
All right. It is Sam and Greg. We're in for the morning shift. Happy Memorial Day, everybody. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And take us with you on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is one of them songs I wish I wrote. It really is.
Why is that?
I just wish I wrote this song, man.
That means you would have got a chance to work with Quincy Jones.
Thank you.
Brothers Johnson. I absolutely.
Right? Thank you for sealing it for it.
Yeah. I mean, right?
Yeah. A little tribute to Ice Cube, dude. That was nice, too. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app as we are in for the morning shift on this Memorial Day morning.
Be careful if you're having to move around out there this morning. Boy, we got the rain that's coming. It's kind of blowing out of the area. But there's another batch that's probably going to roll in here sometime tonight. I'm looking at the map back around Mississippi, Alabama is starting to come through. So that you're going to have this
10 o'clock
window.
Till about noon, they
you're
said.
You're going to have a window. Well, maybe.
That's what she said earlier.
Well, 10 o'clock noon, it'll stop. And then you have a window probably until the afternoon, the evening, before the next rain
she
comes.
She said earlier about 10 o'clock this morning, this rain that we're dealing with now should be out of the area. And then you got a little window. And then, as you said, more coming.
There'll be some more a little later on in the day. So, yeah, and the thing of it is, that's going to be the time. You know, I was on the interstate for a while yesterday. And I said, you know, hey, many folk out here.
Nope.
You know, it was good. Everybody that was going someplace, they're at their destination,
yeah.
Right? That changes today around 4 or 5 o'clock.
No, here. Apparently this morning, too, because we've had some issues on 75 North by North Marietta Parkway and also coming in on 20. Yeah. On the west side.
But I think around 4 or 5 o'clock, people start coming back from wherever they've been.
Yeah.
And so wherever you know, if you've been someplace or whatnot, if you haven't been out. I was thinking, you know, yesterday I was like, it's a nice day to just go out. If you heard about, you know, because I think that whatever hamlet or village or whatever we live in, we kind of hang there because we know, depending on the time of day, how difficult it is to go and see another part
absolutely
of our area.
Right.
And I'm thinking, you know, this is a cool day. If you heard about, I heard about this thing is over on the east side of town. Never seen it before. I said, this is a good day to go and see some stuff in the other part of the area. You know, just the fact that you live in an area like ours where there's so much happening and it's not all in one spot. It's in different places. And you say, well, I'm not going out there because I can get tied up in that traffic and it take me 2 hours to get home. That wasn't the case yesterday. I was like, it's a cool day just to go out and like just see some stuff.
Well, listen, what you're talking about is the issue with this state being the city being located where it is. They don't have the public transportation that you have in some cities. So you can't get to the other side of town the way you can in other places. So you're right. And then we know what time. See, I dictate where I go, knowing at 3 o'clock, Monday through Friday, traffic starts getting kind of a certain way.
In certain
areas, 2:30.
Yep. And on Fridays, it's kind of like almost all day.
I know where, you know, what's that line from, was it Don King, Built Only in America, where Ving Rhames says, I helped build this blanket and I know my way around. So, yeah, it is very much something you got to keep mindful of. Plus, the other thing is we need to do this. We don't have a representative or official from Gwinnett County. But the last couple of years when we've worked holidays, their message has been the same. And despite it being rainy outside, some folks are going to go to the lake.
Oh, yeah. They've already planned it.
Yep.
You know, everything is packed and we're ready to go. It's what we intended to do on this day.
Let people know you're going. Not so much for the ones who planned it, the ones who wake up this morning and had other plans, maybe go sideways. Let's go out to the lake. Let's just get up and rent a boat. Let's go. And you decide to go out there. Let somebody know you're going.
Yep. And especially with the chance of the weather getting a little bumpy out there, too. So you definitely want to do that if you're going out.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Again, in for the morning shift. Coming up, top of the hour, if you don't follow us on the weekends, the top of the second hour of our show is always devoted to Mr. Crenshaw letting you know what's going on locally. We will do that coming up top of the hour. Karen Pristana is going to join us from Tennis Panorama, getting us set for French Open. They had a big ceremony yesterday. Want to talk about that. Paid tribute to Rafa.
Rafael Nadal was honored there. It's the first French Open they kind of had without him in many, many years. And so they honored him. And
they
I
had
think
the big
was
boys out there. That was nice.
Up. They all showed up for him.
And venturing into Noelle's world. You heard her briefly earlier, but We just wait for whatever is on her mind. That is all coming up. But let's take a second and talk about what we saw yesterday as far as racing.
What you saw, what you didn't see.
What didn't we see?
We didn't get to see Kyle Larson too
far. Not for long. No, we didn't.
You know, 91 laps. He goes out in the 91st lap up in Indianapolis with a crash there. They shuttle him down to Charlotte, and he goes out on lap 246 of the Coca-Cola 600. And it makes you beg the question, you know, just being able to focus on two different disciplines. You feel like he's a very talented guy. Extremely talented driver and can drive just about anything, just like Tony Stewart. Tony Stewart, one of the guys who drive just about anything you put four wheels there. But just to me, really the IndyCar thing, if it's something you're just going to jump in that car just for that race, if there's not another race you're going to drive or something to tune you up so that you, to me, you can go there and compete. To me, it turns into a novelty thing. And I mean, here's a guy who's a contender for championship at NASCAR. He's won championships. And so he's tried it twice. And it hadn't happened. I don't think he does it a third time. And my thing is, who does give that a try again next time? Remember, once he retired from being a full-time NASCAR driver, Jimmy Johnson gave IndyCar a try.
Right.
He was back at NASCAR yesterday.
I was going to say, but he didn't really make any noise on open wheel.
Well, the only thing he made, he didn't. I mean, it's a totally different.
That's what I'm saying. He hasn't made any noise there.
Well, he's not doing it anymore. I mean, you know, he did it for a season or two. But, I mean, he's back. He raced in the Coca-Cola 600. Mm-hmm. It was his 700th start, and he didn't finish. But he's doing – I always say right now he's kind of like the Michael Jordan of driving. By the way, Michael Jordan's teams were out there, and they kind of struggle at Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
But he's doing something to cause people to watch his racing team. You know, the best thing he can do to get people to watch his racing team, which is not one of the haves, mm-hmm. not like your Hendricks or your Childress or or any of those type of Gibbs. So he's getting behind the wheel for so many races. And it's not that competitive. He's running back with the cars in the 30s last night for most of the race before he goes out. But it was his 700th start. Yeah, that was historic. But,
I was just going to say, with Kyle Larson, the whole thing is who's going to do this next, and you're asking? That depends on the owner. If Rick Hendricks don't let him do this, he doesn't do it. So Rick Hendricks has got to give the thumbs up on this.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
And so it's going to be the team owners. And so what did Rick Hendrick get out of yesterday? At least as far as from this driver, he got a bunch of cars. But what did he get from him? That's the question you got to ask.
He got the visibility because he was working with McLaren up at Indy. You know, so that's – and do you get enough time to really be competitive? I mean, you're there during the month of May.
Mm-hmm.
He went up there and he crashed during practice. Up there a couple of weeks ago. I mean, so he didn't qualify that strongly. I think he qualified like 21st. So he made it into the field. You know, you want to just participate in it or you want to go up there and give yourself a chance?
That's the question.
To run up front. And the schedules don't allow you to do that, though, Greg. It was back in the day when you would have drivers who would cross over from IndyCar to NASCAR. Mario Andretti would drive NASCAR occasionally. A.J. Foyt would drive NASCAR occasionally. But the schedules are so packed now. Until it's not an opportunity for a driver who's really committed to being a Cup Series driver to go over and really have any success, you know, in an open-wheel car. You don't spend that much time in it. I mean, there were guys back in the past, going back to the late Tim Richmond and people like that who had the talent and the ability to do it, but this idea of having the time to do it now.
Right.
And so I don't know who we see that's going to risk it and go and try to do it. It's a wonderful thing to do, and it's great visibility, great publicity, and it made people tune in and watch who ordinarily may have been on the periphery would say, let's see if this guy can do it.
Right.
And so it brings some people to watch it. Speaking of watching, shout out to Adam Alexander, friend of the show, who he's got to be just right now because he called the Xfinity Series race
right.
on CW on Saturday, and then he calls the Coca-Cola 600 last night for Prime. And he's sitting there with Dale Earnhardt Jr., which I know it's a kick for him to work with him mm-hmm. and do the race. And I said, man, Adam's got to be worn out after doing this.
Yeah, he is. He's going to sleep. He's snoring like a baby right now.
Oh, the day right now, man. He is out.
Don't even call him. Hey, I want to bring up something. Again, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, in for the morning shift. Did you see Mario Andretti yesterday? Full head of hair.
Yeah.
Full head. Even Michael Douglas. You're just jealous of him. Dude's got all that hair. But I was reminded, and of course you are reminded if you don't follow the sport regularly, of the Andretti curse. which you are familiar with, there is a thing. It is an actual thing.
Okay.
This was the 54th year of an Andretti starting at the Indy 500. I saw him when I was taken there. As a kid, I was stuck in the back of the car, and my father and Emory Hall drove over to Indy from Chicago, and we slept in the car and went, and Mario was a part of that. But for 54 years, it's been an Andretti. From Mario to Michael and John to now
Marco,
who was knocked out yesterday.
Yeah.
No Andretti has won since 69.
He was like on the first lap?
It was a first. Well, first or second. It was early in the race. But
yeah.
The first one, the one that got you, oh, I forgot his name too. But I had written it down.
On the warm-up lap.
On the pre-lap.
I've seen that happen a couple of times
McLaughlin,
up there.
McLaughlin.
Yeah, you've seen it happen a couple of times up there. You got guys just trying to
warm up the tires because it rained.
All of a sudden that thing goes, you know,
into
like,
the wall.
Whoa, what are you doing, wrecking? He didn't even have dropped the green flag
yet. Nah, he was spitting nails. But yeah, the Andretti curse is a thing. And now 54 starts since Mario won it. Since 69, nobody, none of the other family members have won this. And I just thought about that when you saw
Incredible.
Marco crash.
Incredible, yeah.
And he's had more starts than his father, Michael. So.
At least the family name is there. People watch for him because you think
Absolutely.
About those the legacy right now with Chase Elliott being the most popular driver on the NASCAR Cup Series, right? Because of his dad and carrying on that. But once again, our winner, was big. Ross Chastain has kind of struggled a bit this year with Trackhouse Racing, so it's good to see him get that win last night. It's 600 miles. I mean, it's a long time. Yes. You know, I watched the Charlotte race and I said, man, you know, this is long. You know, and somebody usually gets up front and they just out there driving along, and that was William Byron. William Byron got up front and was just dominant, you know, and he's a Rick Hendrick guy, Hendrick driver. We said, okay, it's a Hendrick guy. The racing shop is like a block around the corner from the track. He's going to go out there and drive this thing off. And in the end, you know, Ross Chastain, you know, came up in there and took the lead with about 6 to 8 laps left and hung on to the end. So, I mean, Byron led all those laps, but Ross Chastain wins it, cracks the watermelon there on the track. You know, it was always happened. Somebody will bring him a watermelon when he wins, and he will always get up on top of his car and throw the watermelon down, and he'll pick up a piece and start eating some.
And, of course, yesterday was that day that the argument continues. What is really America's race? America's great race. Is it the Indy 500 or is it Daytona?
Well, Indy 500 is called the greatest spectacle in motorsports. And Daytona 500 is called the great American race.
But, you know, people, the open wheel fans want to call this one that. But,
yeah.
Again, it's just that back and forth on that one day a year. But it is, you know, holiday, so people get some in them.
Which,
by the way, we'll remind everybody it's an amateur.
Please be careful. Please be careful out there.
We'll go over the 8 amateur nights or days of the year, and this is one of them. But that'll be later on the show. Moving on to the 7 o'clock hour. 7 o'clock hour. You know, our shifts have been so back. I don't know what time we started show. We started.
We're here now. We're here now.
That's all that matters. We sound like Anthony Edwards.
How about that?
Ant-Man, we here now. Karen Pestana and Noel's World coming up. But first, it is what is going on locally with Mr. Crenshaw. That is up next. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Memorial Day morning. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.